Republican Charlie Baker and Democrat Martha Coakley differed on the need for universal preschool and indexing the gasoline tax to inflation during a mostly cordial hour-long debate in Springfield Monday night that also included the three independent candidates for governor. Coakley highlighted early education as an issue where she and Baker really differ. Baker said the state needs to improve elementary schools, and he referenced studies that question the long-term benefits of preschool.
Children coming out of pre-K programs that enter into schools that aren't up to the capability that they need to be actually lose all the benefit they get out of being in pre-K by the time they get to third grade.
Coakley has called for state funding to eliminate a waiting list of 17,000 children seeking admission to preschool.
I talked to a kindergarten teacher the other day. I said, can you tell when kids have come in and they've had a chance for pre-K or not? She said, of course, there's a huge difference. Talk to a teacher at any grade level, they will see it. And the studies, despite what Charlie says, do show that it makes a difference.
Television ads paid for by a political action committee that backs Baker have hit Coakley for supporting an increase in the state's gasoline tax. Coakley said the state's economy could suffer if there is no money to pay for road and bridge repairs.
We cannot do that if we do not have a predictable, identifiable source for that kind of investment.
Baker said rather than raise the gas tax, Massachusetts should rein in transportation costs, which he said rank much higher than in other states.
We've got to figure out how to do this stuff better and cheaper. And in some cases, faster.
The candidates all agreed on the need for a regional strategy for economic development, and each highlighted personal or professional connections to Western Massachusetts. The debate was held in front of an audience of about 300 at the City Stage Theater in Springfield. It was sponsored by a consortium of media outlets. Asked by debate moderator Jim Madigan to state a position on the controversial Kinder Morgan gas pipeline project, Coakley said she opposed it, but supports finding other ways to bring more natural gas to Massachusetts.
I have said I do not believe that the Kinder Morgan program, the way it's been addressed, is the right solution for Massachusetts, but I do think we need to bring together, as I have as Attorney General and will as Governor, our best and brightest to say, how do we meet our energy needs now with bridge fuels like cleaner than coal gas.
Baker did not state a position on the pipeline project, but said a different energy policy utilizing more natural gas might have avoided a pending spike in electricity rates this winter.
But as we sit here today, we're still debating whether or not you could even pursue something just along the existing right-of-ways that are already built into the natural gas infrastructure, which if we had done and planned for over the course of the past 4 years, people might not be sitting here looking at that 37% increase that everybody's going to have to bear the burden of going forward, and that's too bad.
Independent Evan Falchuk, who has campaigned against what he calls the political establishment, took digs at both Coakley and Baker for saying they might pursue a casino in Springfield even if voters repeal the state's casino law.
When I hear the comments from both Charlie and Martha about the idea that if the law is repealed, they're going to go to the legislature and try to see if they can get it back here in Springfield, I think that sort of defies credibility.
Another independent in the governor's race, venture capitalist Jeff McCormick, called for changing the status quo in state government.
Beacon Hill has to change. It has to become friendly for business.
The only sharp exchange in Monday night's debate came when independent candidate Scott Lively, an evangelical minister, blamed the state's problems on the erosion of Christian values.
We are promoting sexual perversion to children in the public schools.
That was kind of a veiled reference, I think, to gay people. And as the brother of a gay man who lives and is married in Massachusetts, I just want you to know that I found that kind of offensive. And I would appreciate you not saying things like that from this point forward.
Polls show Baker and Coakley in a dead heat. The three independents are polling in the low single digits. Governor Deval Patrick, a Democrat, is leaving after two terms. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.